What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass, and y'all tuned in to another episode of Ian's Podcast. Today, man, we're going to be talking about the origins, which is mean, where did it all start from, of Black History Month. It's your boy Bass. We about to get ready to dive straight into history, y'all. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass. And if you American, you from USA or something like that, but especially if you black, you are very aware of, you know, February's Black History Month. Now, we've been celebrating Black History Month ever since I was born, which I was born in the early 90s. And it was, you know, the beginning of the 90s. I ain't gonna say the beginning. I ain't a 90s baby. 93 to be exact. But we're going to get just more into, like, the history of it, you know. Black History Month comes around every year, but it's like, what do we really know about Black History Month and just getting to it being an actual month? Because a lot of people don't know, before it was Black History Month, it was actually just celebrated, like, as Black History Week. But before we go all into that, I'm just going to, you know, start just from the very, you know, just for the very, you know, like the very beginning, you know, Black History Month is recognized by, you know, the African American culture and also by the United States now. Starting back since let me get my facts straight, 1976, when, you know, Gerald Ford, he officially recognized Black History Month. And that's when it was really start to be, you know, acknowledged across the whole country. But that's just from a, you know, just from a government standpoint. But before that, you know, it was already being celebrated. You know, Harvard trained story, you know, Carter G. Wilson. He pretty much, him and a team of other individuals, of associates, began to basically research and promote the achievements that was set forth by, you know, blacks during that time, and then African descendants. Because, you know, shortly before then, and this was all around like the 1920s, 1915s, right around the time, like half a century or about 40 odd years after they abolished slavery in the United States. But then during that time, as we all know, a lot of slaves helped create and invent a lot of the products and basically the engineering formulas we use today. So that goes on two bases, as far as like engineering, but also as far as like just creating, you know, some of your basic household products that you use every day that you ain't know, like, really came from you know, slaves or African Americans at that time who couldn't or didn't have the luxury of, you know, patenting their discoveries or being able to sell their discoveries and, you know, make a fortune and, you know, create a Fortune 500 company in today's society. But some of them did, like Madam C.J. Walker and a few others. But just going back into the whole essence of Black History Month, at first it was Negro History Week, and that was sponsored by the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, and they began doing that in 1926, choosing the second week of February, which is around the time for Frederick Douglass' birthday and also Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And through this, it created a sense of awareness, and then other communities and just around the country began to become inspired by this celebration and by this awareness that was being pushed during this week. So, you know, a lot of communities and, you know, schools and, you know, businesses and stuff like that, they adopted this culture of, you know, of celebrating and embracing the Negro History Week. So, you know, as we all know, the civil rights movement pursued after that. basically, you know, just continuing to fight for those civil rights and just civil justice amongst those who were considered colored, or, you know, and a whole bunch of other names under the book. But like by the 1960s, it was so much culture in the black communities around being aware, around black identity, and basically around the college campuses and around those areas. Basically, it started to grow from 1 week to a whole month of just embracing and just, you know, just embracing and acknowledging the culture and the sacrifices that African Americans have made in this country, for this country. And that's partially one of the reasons why we wanted to shed light on that, because it's crazy, because it's been, you know, created, been practiced, been celebrated before, like for a long time, but it wasn't officially recognized until 1976, which that isn't not too long ago. But since then, you know, it has been endorsed and widely accepted, and now, you know, other events have, you know, have basically grew from it. Like, you know, Juneteenth, those events, and now just events that just celebrate history, our history, the history of the communities, the history of the people that stayed there, that helped build it. And that type of awareness, it goes back into, you know, self-identity, you know, and that helps drive and fuel, like, just the everyday person, knowing who you are, knowing your history, knowing what you come from, knowing the things that you have accomplished, so that you know what you can, you know, further advance, and also know what you're capable of. But as I always say, you feel me, I'm not trying to talk your ear off, man. I want to have a conversation. So therefore, I would like for you to go ahead, comment, or leave us a voice message. So maybe, you know, hopefully we can have you on the show and have a discussion with you to get your input, to get your opinion. Or if not, we can also just add in a little snippet of your question or your statement that you asked to say. Or we can also read it off. I'm just saying, let's have a conversation. You feel me? But it's your boy Baz. Y'all tuned in, but I'm about to get ready to tune out. Go ahead and subscribe, like, share, and we out of here.